We are on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Neima Kahani Tanoi, in the middle of between the Reisha Amud and the next Mishnah, we had a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If Kitcha Avio Baderech, Kitcha Yatzma Beir, father was Makadisha in the morning. She was Makadish herself towards evening, and later we saw she brought Simoni Bagris. So Rav says, Rei Bagris Lefonecha, and we'll say the Poshet Pshat, the way Rashi seems to learn, is that Rav holds we go Bosa Chazoka Dahashte. We say just like she's now a Bagris, so we assume in the morning she also was a Bagris. And this is B'yayma, the Mishlam Shit. This is the last day of the sixth Chodesh between Naris and Bogris. There's no Chazoke de Mi'ikore to tell us that she was a Naro till now, because it's a Suya Lishtanis. So therefore, Rav said that we assume that she was a Bogris from the morning, and we are not Chayish for the father's Kedushin. And Shmuel says, Ein Chayshishin L'Shneim. Chayshishin L'Shneim, that means we do not know if what she was in the morning. Maybe she was a Bagris, maybe she wasn't a Bagris, maybe she was a Nara. So therefore, we're Chayish for her father's Kedushin and for her own Kedushin. So the Gemara says, Neimo Kahani Tanoi. L'Chayre, the Machlekes, Rav Shmuel is a Machlekes Tanoi. We learned Kitcha Avio Baderech, V'Kitcha Atzma Be'ir, V'Arehi Bagris. Tana Chode Arehi Bagris Lefoneinu, that is L'Chayre like Rav. We are not Chayish for Kedushay Ha'ov. V'Tanya Yidach Chayshina L'Kedushay Shnei. And the second Baraisa said Chayshina L'Kedushay Shnei. My love, chad ke Rav, v'chad ke Shmuel. So one Tana holds like Rav, and one Tana holds like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, it's not muchach, according to Shmuel, to say it's a machlokes tanoim. Loi idi ve'idi ke Shmuel. Could be both paraises hold like Shmuel. Kan b'makcho shosoi, Kan b'she'ein makro shosoy. Could be both baraises hold like Shmuel. The second baraisa that says chayshina l'kedushe shneim, that's poshet like Shmuel, but we're chayish. We don't know when she became a boigres. If she became in the morning a boigres, then her kedushin is chal. If she became later a boigres, so her father's kedushin was chal. And the reisha that says Harei Boigris Lefoneinu is speaking about B'makcho Shosoi. What is he? What Rashi says B'makcho Shosoi V'hod Diktoni Harei Boigris Lefoneinu B'makcho Shosoi Lavia Loima Kivar Bagarti. Then Rashi throws in the word May Esmel. Now, before we speak about the Esmael, let's speak about what the Chiddush of what Shmuel is saying over here. She is saying, Kvar Bagarti. That means, till now, we hear the Machlekes of Rav Shmuel. When we were in Yesoid ignorant, when she take brought Simoni Bagris. We observe the Simoni Bagris towards evening. We do not know when Lamaise the Simoni Bagris came. So Rav holds there's a concept of Chazoke Dahashte, so we assume they came as early as possible. Since B'yayma the Mishlam Shit, there's no Cheskes Naris. In Shmuel, L'Chayra doesn't hold of Chazoke Dahashte, Tzmameila, I don't know when she became a Bagris. But here, we're speaking about that she says she knows clearly that when her father was Mekadisha, she was already a Bagris. She was a Bagris Mishas Kedushehov. So Memela, if she says she was a Bagris already, then Afilu Shmuel is also Moide, that we are not Chayish for the Kedusha. Now, the Chazaynish and the Pnei Yeshua Mavayah, that in Emerson, why is she Nemon? This is not a Poshet Amaisa. Her father was Mekadish on the morning. If she was a Bagris, then the Kedushin wasn't Chal. If she wasn't a Bagris, the Kedushin was Chal. Now, it's a Shailin Adova Sheberve. And she says, I didn't get married. I brought some money Bagris. Who says, where does Neidechot get this Nemonis to be Mavar and Adova Sheberve? That's how the Chazanishis Moira. In Staka Dover Sheber, but there was a Maisa Kedushin, and now she's saying that the Kedushin was not Chal. How can she be Mavara this? So, say the Chazainish, inside the Pnei Yeshua, say a Moira de Kezach. They say that here her Nemon is not Mikoyach Eidechot, because Eidechot is not Nemon Bisurim, but it's a Nemon of a tainis bori together with a chazok. And they both are medame, a gemore in ksubis. The gemore in ksubis says, ruhua muberes, ruh medaberes. I saw an ishe that was muberes or that was inso, and I'm clearing a shayla with who she was mezana with. What's the uba? A shayla nyuchsin. So, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that she's Nemon. And the lomdus is that she is a chazoke, cheskes kashres, and a tainis bori. And a tainis bori, betziref, with a chazoke, helps to be marsha the blood, to be marsha herself. And there it's mevur that an eidechot also wouldn't be Nemon, but a tainis bori with a chazoke helps. So they both shtel to this gemara. They both shtel to this gemara, that gemara in Ksubis to here. But now we're getting to get involved in a moiridike problem. That gemara is speaking about that she had a chazaka de mikore. She was before kosher lekune. I'm claiming a shaila. Did she become nifso? Didn't she become nifso? So there's a concept which we also have to understand. A tainis bori of a balas dover helps legabi isurim, not no legabi mominis, together with a chazoka de mikore. And it helps. That's what the Gemara says over there. But over here, how does it help? So the Pnei Yeshua, the Chazainish, both say, well, here there's also a tainis bori. She says that she was a boigris from the morning, and there's a chazok in the hashte. Are boigris lefonecha? And this is going according to Rabbi Gamliel, that a bori with a chazok helps. But then we have to understand we're getting into a moiridike blota over here. This is a moiridike blota, a moiridike problem. Because till now we were learning that Shmuel does not hold up Chazok Adashta. That was how we were learning till now. And all of a sudden we see that Shmuel does hold up Chazok. No, and, but, so therefore a tainis bori with a Chazok helps. So this, the Mishnah Salevi asks, that Shmuel asks, it's a Sheklech HaKashe. But Be'emesin, But Be'emesin, L'chayr the Gemara, it would seem very much like this. Because the Gemara says, we have here one Tane that says, Arehi Boigris Lefoneinu. Now this was the Lashon of Rav. Arei Boigrus Lefoneinu is Gematri Chazok Et Ahashta. That's what Rav says. Arei Boigrus Lefoneinu. So Memela, you're not Chayish for the Father's Kedushin. So that is Gematri Chazok Et Ahashta. And Shmuel is saying, Pshatis, but the time is Bori. But Arei Boigrus Lefoneinu, now I see she's a Boigrus. And she's tiny, she was before a Boigrus. So, B'makrashosi, that's what Shmuel says. And it's a bari with a chazokia. That's what the achayinim say. So this is a shrekelche problem. We'll come to back to the problem soon. Now let's again see Rashi. So Rashi says one word more, which is go problematic. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, b'makrashosik, v'hodektoni arei b'igris ufoneinu, that's what we say, b'igris ufoneinu, now all of a sudden she says, I wasn't a boigris from this morning when the father was a Makadusha. I was from yesterday a boigris. Tosant. Now let's see what Taisva says. B'makrashosei perish pekuntris, shemakreshes avio vaimeres bagarti meyesmer. V'loidok, Rashi wasn't to say that she was a boigrus from yesterday. Tobiyoima de mishlam shitairi. We're speaking about the last day. But the kash is more than that. So the Pnei Yeshua is mevayel. The kash is, if you're going with chazok da hashte and a tainis bori, so today there's no chazok de mikore, that's menagedit. So memele, so, That's Shita Shmuel. But to say that yesterday she became a boy, because there you have already a chazaka the mekore, that she was a nara yesterday the whole day. Here she's saying keneged chazaka. So v'loidok, how could she say keneged chazaka? You have a chazaka the mekore that's menaged, the chazaka the hashtag the tainis boy. So that's what Tosis is saying, loidok. So the Pnei Yeshua says, on this kasha, he wants to make a lishitosai Rashi and Tosfos and Ksubis. He says, Rashi holds that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if she says that Lakosha Nivalti, I don't know who is Mizana with her, even though there's Raiv Psulim Etzlo, Raiv of the people are Psulim, so she's saying Kineged Raiv, Afal Pikain, Apori Nechazoke help Kineged Raiv. In Rube Vechazoke Rube Odev, so Memele, so he have a cheskas nairo on the 59th, he have a cheskas nairo. No, so if it helps, Ruba, Apori, and a chazaka helps, can never drive, will help can never get chazaka also. Rashi wasn't nispoil from this kash. And he says, Taisvis learns that Bori and Chazoke doesn't help. There's another factor. Isha Mezana, Baidek is a Mezana. It's not Bori and Chazoke doesn't help. So Taisvis, Lushitosa, yes, it's a good cash. Taisvis says, Loidok, that how could Bori and Chazoke help Keneged the Chazoke the Miko? Fine. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. But the Shaila arises, fine. But why did Rashi have to go into this blotter? Why did Rashi have to say that it's speaking about, she said she was a boigris yesterday, and it helps even against the chazok of the mikor? Why did Rashi have to mention it? I mean, so it's not too difficult. If Rashi holds the halach, it helps. Rashi wants to say it helps, but I would like to say a different mahalach, and perhaps answer the first kasha that we asked. Rabbi Chanan, in Ksubis and Kovit Shiurim, and the Eir Gadol are both Ma'ira and Ma'ira Dike Ha'arim. We had learned the Gemara very tmimistic. The Gemara says that the Yoima, the Mishlam Shit, by the 60th day, the end of the sixth Chodesh, according to Rav, a Chazoka Dahashta helps. So we had spoken out, Chazoke de Mikore is stronger than Chazoke de Hashta. How does Chazoke de Hashta help on the last day? So Rashi says, there's no Chazoke that day. It's a Suyelishtanis. So memele, so therefore chazok et dahashta can help. Because there's no chazok. Rashi says, "Mi yiklamei mahamei leguva chaskosei v'tevi nare yomid emishlam shit ein v'aloi chaskas nares v'aloi chaskas bagres shayomi yomedas lishtanus." So let's appreciate what Rashi is saying. A minute, let's say the last day, she can become a bagres 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, fine. 5 o'clock, which was before aloi shachar. She was a naira. So now I'm claiming, the father married her 6 o'clock in the morning. So I'm claiming a shayla, what was she 6 o'clock? So Chazoka de Mikora tells me, well, 5 o'clock she was a naira. So I'm 6 o'clock she was also a naira. So Rashi says, no. You can't use Chazoka on this day. Chazoka works on a day that, there's a seder, it's I assume it things remain status quo, but this day is a suya lishtanes. She's a suya lishtanes, leches kesnas, leches kes bagres. So you can't use chazok in the mikor. I can't say what she was 5 o'clock. She is 6 o'clock because it's a suya lishtanes. Fine. So there's a meridik kasha. So what does Rav say? He used chazok in the hashte. Chazok in the hashte tells me that just like 6 o'clock towards evening, she was a bagres, so 6 o'clock in the morning, she was a bagres. Frekt Rabbi Elchanan, why all of a sudden, when it comes to Chazoka de Mikor, you say, we can't use Chazoka this day, because this day is a whole mishmash, there's no Seder, Amor, there's no Cheskes Tars, no Cheskes Bagres, you can't use Chazoka. And Chazoka de Mikore is stronger than Chazoka de Hashte. When it comes to Chazoka de Hashte, I say, ooh, if she's now, all of a sudden we go with a Seder of Chazoka. If she was 6 o'clock in the evening, she was a Bagres, I say, she was 6 o'clock in the morning. Why by Chazoka de Hashte, I don't chesbun with the Asuya Lishtanis? Or why by Chazoka de Mikore, I do chesbun with the Asuya Lishtanis? It's a Moira de Kekashe. Rabbi Chanan asks, and Dayar Godel asks this. It's a Moira de Kekash. So Rabbi Chanan says, a Moira de Keteretz. Rabbi Chanan says, Shmuel held like this. Not the machloikis Rav Shmuel was. Is there such a thing as Chazoka de Hashte? There's no, everyone holds there's such a thing as Chazoka de Hashte. But Shmuel said, you can't use Chazoka de Hashte b'yayim de Mishlam Shit. How can you use Chazoka de Hashte? This day is Asuya Lishtanis. So the whole parsha of Chazoka was not Nemro. On this day, it changes, it's flexible, it's on Aseda. So just like Chazoka de Mikore doesn't work on this day, Chazoka de Hashte also doesn't work on this day. Forget Rav Dav Mefashtein. Why Chazoka de Hashte is better? But Rabbi Chanan says, Shmuel also holds up Chazoka de Hashte. And he also holds up Chazoka de Hashte, but you can't use Chazoka de Hashte. Fine. So I'd like to be Moisef one Nekude. That is why Rashi said that she says she was a boigres from yesterday. All of a sudden Rashi says, Absantra Santa Kimte, that it Malkachoshe Kvar Bogarti Me Esmel. Now, so Tosis is chaylik on Rashi, fine. But why did Rashi have to say this, that she was a bagres meyesma? But the way we mentioned, according to the Pnei Yeshua, that what a tainis bori is nemon, it's benemon betziref with a chazoke, so you have to have a birur of chazoke plus a tainis bori, and this works. A tainis bori plus a birur of chazoke works. So according to Rabbi Chanan, if she said she was a boigres, 6 o'clock in the morning, the last day, you don't have a birur of chazoka. Chazoka d'ashta doesn't work. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Rabbi Chanan says that Shmuel also holds of chazoka d'ashta. But Shmuel tainer, on this day you can't use chazoka d'ashta because this day is a suya lishtanis. Chazoka d'ashta doesn't work this day. So that's why Rashi had a problem. So why all of a sudden with a tainer's bori it does help? You need a tainer's bori plus a birur of chazoka. This day chazoka doesn't work. So that's why Rashi says she said it was yesterday. And yesterday, the chazaka and the hashtag can work. And yesterday, because yesterday is a day. So even though I have a chazaka and the mikor on yesterday, so Rashi holds a tainis bari with a chazaka and the hashtag. A tainis bari with a chazaka and the hashtag is stronger than a chazaka and the mikor. It's even stronger than roi. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. So then Dachsimei would come out Meiridik. According to Rabbi Chanan, it's Meiridik by Rashi had to say this, that she said, she saw it yesterday. And according to Rabbi Chanan, we just, like this, everyone got stuck over here. That Makrashose works at Tzirov of a Tainis boy with Chazok in the Hashtag. And all of a sudden we're confronted, Ushmol also holds of Chazok and Ashtar. So then we get in such a problem, so he does hold of Chazok and Ashtar, so what's the Machlekes Chav and Shmuel? But the way Rabbi Chanan says in Koivet Shurim, it's Moiridik. Everyone, the Rabbi Chanan says, Klok, that Shmuel also holds of Chazok and Ashtar. But Shmuel, oh, just like Chazok and the Mikor can work on the last day, because it's Asuya Lishtanis, so the parsha of Chazok was never said on Azman, that's Asuya Lishtanis, there's no Cheskes Naris, there's no Cheskes Begris, there's nothing. So Chazok and the Ashtar can also not work on this day. So that's why the whole sugya till now we were speaking about that the father married her in the morning, she married herself towards evening, and later we found out that she's a bagger, so there chazok, and she doesn't know when she became a bagger, so chazok and Asher should tell me that she was a bagger in the morning. Chazok and Asher, just like chazok and the mikorit. Doesn't work this day. Chazok and Ashtar also doesn't work this day. So therefore, Shmuel said, "This choishes and lekdusha shneim." Masha enkein by makroshosoi. So that's a Rashi had to stick in. She said that she knows that she got simoni bagras yesterday. And yesterday we could use already the Chazok and the Ashtar. Because yesterday is a day of Seder. It wasn't as real as done as yesterday. So and yesterday can use Chazok and the Ashtar. So Memele, so Tainis Bori with a Chazok and the Ashtar. So she says that she was a bagger yesterday. And therefore she's Namon. I feel like according to Shmuel, she's Namon. So l'chay, these two kashas are for emphat. Why Rashi had to say it? And now we have a mahalach that Shmuel also can hold of Chazok and the Hashtag, which Bemis and Rabbi Chanan says. But according to the others, it's Shrek Lech Shver. Here we see Klover going with Chazok. I mean, so then we have a problem. So a Chashosei Chazok does help, but not Mama Chashosei doesn't help. So the Gemara had said that both Baraises can go according to Shmuel, and if you look according to Shmuel, Shmuel's Moida, Chazok and the Hashtag with Makroshosai helps. Frek the Gemara, so this is a new idea. The name Midamas Naise Loi Pligi, Amiroi Nami Loi Pligi. So just like you said, there's no Machlekes Tanoim. That means there's a common agreement, Chazok and Ashtar doesn't help, but a Bori it does help. So maybe there's no Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Maybe Rav is speaking about Makroshosai and Shmuel is speaking about Loi Makroshosai, but there's no Machloikis. So the Gemara says, V'tizbere, no, you can't say that. Or Rav Yosef Bereid Rav Menashe. The Gemara means a very interesting maise, midvil. Ovad uvde kivosei de Rav. Rav Yosef, there was a maise with someone that she brought Simone Bagres. Her father married her off in the morning. And Rav Yosef said Yinachayish for the father's Kedushin. Finish, like Rav, that Yinachayish. Ve'ikpet Shmuel. And Shmuel was makpid on this psak. And he said a very sharp loshon. Va'omar, he said, Kula alme kaili lei bekabezute. He says, for all the Talmidei Chachomim, they were metered out a small amount of chochme, bekabezute, and a small keili. So all the Talmidei Chachomim, they don't have the brains and the intelligence to be matar aneshus ish. But this Talmud Chacham, this Rav Yosef, he's Matran Eishes Ish. Oh, the Rebbeinu Shlom blessed him with a lot of Chochmah. He has brighter places. He can be Matran Eishes Ish. The words may be sounded complimentary, but they were said very sarcastically, and Shmuel had an akpod on him that he was Matran Eishes Ish. If you'll tell him, we just said before that this Rav Yosef Ovad Uvde Kevosei Derav, and if we will assume for 1 minute that there's no machlekes Rav Shmuel, and Rav is speaking about b'matchashosoi, so he was mata b'matchashosoi, that Shmuel's also made it. So memele amayko makbet. Why was he makbet? Ki ovad uvde b'makra shosai. He did like Rav, so he did b'makra shosai, so Shmuel's also made it. So we see from this maise that the staka machlekes Rav Shmuel, and Rav was mater afilu by eina makra shosai. And here we have, so that's why Shmuel was makbet that he paskin like Rav. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omalay Mazutra Labashi, Hochi Omar Amemer, Hilchese Kevose de Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel, and Cheshishin Lekdushe Shneim, Ravashi Omer Hilchese Kevose de Rav. Ravashi said, no, we paskin like Rav, Hilchese Kevose de Rav. Zot Rashi, Kuli alme kailalo kpeido hu de kopedalei. Po oma, lechol tamidim nimde da chochma. All tamidim chachamim, the chochma was metered out bekav cotton, with a small amount of chochma was given to them. Shireim lismaich al chochmosam lahatar sofek eishesish. They're afraid to be matar sofek eishesish. Vahaymid rabbonon, Kailulei was metered out to him, Chochme bekabarabe, Shofcholei Chochme yisere, he has a tremendous amount of knowledge, Vesemachabi nosei, Lahatar sofik, Veloima midahashte bogres, Betsafranami bogres, so the Gemara says, if we will say that there's no machlokes between Shmuel and Rav, or Rav and Makrashosei koma, Ki oved Rav Yosef b'Menashe uvde b'makreshos deshmu nami moedel Rav deine mekadeshes b'makreshos oshmamino de pligi miu b'aim miu b'aim makreshos de Rav nami de kome milse deine mekadeshes b'makreshos Rav Yosef oved uvde kevose. This form the galsi, others had a different gilse that we have. V'dilma the gubore. Why did they slug up the Heichach? The Gemara wanted to say that maybe there's no machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav is speaking about makreshosoi, and Shmuel is speaking about ein makreshosoi. So the Gemara said, if there's no machlokes, so why was Shmuel makped on Rav Yosef? So there's a different girsa. V'dilme, maybe ki overduvde. Beloy makroshosai, bein makroshosai. That's a new girse. It's the Gemara wants to dingzach with your raya. Could be, there's no machloikis. But this Talmud did bein makroshosai. So that's why Shmuel had a tain on him. You're like nobody. Philo Rav also was only makel by makroshosai, and I agree with Rav. But you went and afilu bein makreshosai. So the Gemara could be this takanomach leikis. Wie ist vorm der Garsi, wie du mit Kovat Rav Yosef, bei ein Makroschoss, elofich auch Kos Schmul, da füllo Rav Nami moide le Schmul, da chai Shinon, bei ein Makroschoss. So, ich geht mir so viel. Rav Yosef, wo wir dubte, du loi kechat, was bschat? Du loi nehira, du mit euch lischne, die Gemorre Maschme, die Cholapochis, ke Rav Ovid, die Gemorre said, Ovid Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef Ovad Uvde Kevosei the Rav. You can't say he did like Rav. It seems like he did play Rav holds. L'cholaporis Rav Ovid could come Ovad Uvde Kerav. So that's a Tyson does not like this Gilse. V'hilchese Kevosei the Rav. Afal Garb the Bekuli Gemore Kaimelon the Hilchese Kevosei the Rav Beisuri. So why do you have to? Paskin here beferish like Rav, so who is kan alochi kemoisai, shemdika mairoi the poski kishmu. Because there are mairoim that paskin like shmu, who's the mairoi? Mazutra told Rabashi that Ramayma paskin like shmu. So that's why here the Gemara, Rabashi said, no, I hold with paskin like Rav. So akaponim here we see, it was a machlokes b'deiris achroinim how to pask, and that's why the Gemara had to be machriya here that Hilchus HaKabosei Darab. Perhaps we could be meisiv. I mean, here we have a Tana like Shmuel. I mean, it's not so poshut. We have and Shmuel said both Tanoim hold like him. So it could be a good Rav will say that one Tana holds like him, but it's a machlokes Tanoim here. Perhaps this would be the machlekes tanoim could be we don't say hilchus kibosei derav beisach nisht. Parantais doesn't say that. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Mi sheyotze hu veishtoi lemdina sayom. A person went out veishtoi lemdina sayom. Ubo hu veishtoi ubono. We'll see. This ishtoi is speaking about an isha beduke. We were by the car before she left. She's a miyuchesed. He's a kohen. And so there's a din to be by the car by Mois. So, yotso hu ve'ishta imoi lemdina sayo. He went out with his wife, a miyuchesed. Ubo hu ve'ishta yubono. He comes back now. After many years, he comes back with his wife and children. For Omar, and he says as follows, Isha sheyotzos imi lemdina sayom, arei hizu. My wife, I went out with medina sayom, this is her. Very interesting. I mean, why does he have to tell us this? I mean, we know he married Rochel, and now Rochel came back. She changed so much. She had plastic surgery. I mean, what happened? All of a sudden, this is my wife. No, I thought, and the Gemara says that, Gemara says in Baba Basra, Haitzuva me rabon and the ozo luktushe itse, the dabar amoretz pada idulma mechal falei minei. So there the, Atzuva Merbon and Talmud Chochem, he doesn't look too carefully on an isha to find out. They made up that they're going to give him Reuven's daughter. So now he's going to marry her off, so he should take an Amoritz with him. Who knows this is Reuven's daughter they're giving him? Amoritz knows all the girls in the city, so he'll know this is Reuven's daughter or not. But Talmud Chochem doesn't know. So it could be, we want to know if this is Isha Miyachesis. Yeah, we knew he went out with Rochel, he went to Medina Shem with Rochel, was a Miyachesis, fine. Then we also didn't know too well what Rochel looked like. Now he's coming back, he's telling us, Harayzu Rochel, fine, that's good to know. He's telling us, I mean, but we need his identification. We ourselves are not too great mumchim to realize that this is Rochel. But he says this is Rochel. And the Eilu Bonel, these are the Kindelach we had in Medina Sayom, so these are Miyuchas Dike Kindelach. a wife is a miyachesis, tell him a mavara that she was a miyachesis, a bdika abimos. Ein tzarech lo vi raya loya leisha v'loya labodim. He doesn't have to bring any raya. We knew he went out with a rochel a miyachesis, that we know klar, and he says this is the rochel. No, we'll believe him. And we'll see the bonim, who says that these are the bonim from this isha. So see, the Gemara says, V'kulon kruchin v'kruchin acher. These children are holding on to her apron strings, are very close with her, the small children. So, Miss Tomer, that's their mother. I mean, that's a chazakir. That means that the kruchin acher, so we can assume that she's their mother. So, Mamela, so everything is gogut. She's the rochel amyuchesis, and these are her children. Ein zoich lo viray lo ya le ish ve lo ya labon meisa ve ilu bonel. Now the story number the safe is a little different already, that he comes back, my rochel died, so memele, but these are the children. Now the children, I don't have any raya now that these are the children of rochel. If rochel comes back with the children of the kruchim acher, I see that she's the mother. But if he comes back without a rochel and he's telling me that these are her children, who says these are her children? That these are the children of the rochel that went out of miyachesis. Maybe raya labonim. So he has to bring a raya labonim. Ve'ini maybe raya leish. He just have to be mevarer that these are the children of the rochel who went out. That's what you have to know. You need Adam on this. But there's something to bring a raya on Rochel. Rochel, we know already that she was a miyachesis. Just have to bring Adam to tell me that these are the children of Rochel. Let us see Rashi. This is when they came back, the wife with the children. She miyachesis. I don't have to bring a raya that she's miyachesis. I know she's a miyachesis. He says, Rashi is not talking about Bechlal, that we should believe him, that this is Rochel. Rashi doesn't go into that. We're not talking about that. Well, he says it's Rochel, so that somehow we believe him. That's no Shaila. But now let's clear who says this lady's a miyachesis. So she says, because you know she's a miyachesis. This is the Rochel. We know she's a miyachesis. V'loy ala bonim. Kedemuki begmore bektanim, these bonim aktanim, kruchim acher, the becheskasimon heim, ben srichim liyaches ayede edem. You don't have to be miyaches them to edem. Maybe raye al habonim, but if she died, so now you bring a raye al habonim, shahoyu bnei oisa isha. That these were the children of that isha, that he went out with. These are the children of Rochel. Ve'ein tzorch lo v'irayu le'isha, sh'oisha miyuchesis, that the woman he went out with, v'isha kva botku achel, sh'anosa kan, when he married her, we knew she was miyuchesis. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos on this Rashi. Mei v'irayu alabonim, v'eini mei v'irayu ala'isha. So we're talking about, Tosfos talking about the Sefer. By Mesa, you bring a raya on the bonim, you don't bring a raya on the ish. Pesh bekontris. Sheisha oiso nivdekes kvar bedal di mois, koin mishalichom di nisayom. Ubigmore mukim bekruchim achreo and the reishe, where the samamele, that's that. Vim toima, frek toisves, mai kamash melo mas nisen, Ein zoich lohovi raya al haishe, pshit, te kiven de nivdekes kvar, de shuv ein zoich lohovi raya. So, the reshash is mevaya, we're going now to the sefer. And the reish of the Mishneh could be, as we had mentioned, there's a shtikul chiddush in the reish. The chiddush of the reisha is that we don't know if this is the rochel he went out with. We went to the shem to begin with. He said this is rochel, so that's a shtikul chiddush to tell me that I believe him. Fine, But that's a halbetzar. That Tosis is asking on the Sefer. The Sefer, they bring a raya that these are the children, this is Shitas Rashi, Shahayu b'nei oisa isha, that these are the children of the woman he went out with. So Edom are coming to tell us that this Rachel that he went out with, these are her children. So that what the Mishnah is saying, Vein tzorch lahavi raya le'isha, that's pashut. I know when he went out with her, the Medina is Hayom, she was a Beduke. So what's he telling me? You don't know, you have to bring a raya that these are the children of the Isha he went out with the Medina is Hayom. But you don't have to bring a raya in the Isha because I was Beduk already. I mean, so what's that's pashut? What are you telling us? My kamashu masnis and then tzorch lavirai elisha pshita the kibun the nivdek is kvar the shuv then tzorch lavirai wait to bring a prestatedom to bring a raya she was nivdekes. That's kasha number one. Void kasha. Amai itzorch lachzor misne otoni lebereish. Now you don't have to forget about the pshita. He says in the reisha it says that he went out with a Rachel. He comes back and he says that this is Rachel, which is a bigger chiddush. We say Eitzach Leviraya Alishem to bring a raya about her yichus because we know she was a miyuchesed. So it said that already in the Reisha. So why are you repeating yourself now? Eitzach Leviraya Alishem. You just said this and Alishem to bring a raya because she was nivdekes. So why? The whole difference in the Reisha and the Seif is the bottom you have to bring a raya because the nakruchem acher because it was meisa. But on the Isha, you just said you don't have to bring a raya on the Reish, on the Isha. Lachain peirishri. So therefore, the Ri learned a different pshat in the whole Mishnah. And let's start from the beginning of the Mishnah. Lachain peirishri, ein tzorich lahavi raya al habonim. Habonim means shehein shalai. You don't have to, blow. What's first word? It says, ein tzorich lahavi raya al Isha, So first Tais explains what bonim means. Ein tzorch l'viray ala bonim shehein shaloi. The lo yamrinin shelokro ha'isha ish acher b'mdines hayom. Period. Now, Tais says, we're talking about a go another shayla in the first bav of the Mishnah. We're talking about a shayla. There's a woman, he went out with Rachel, and he comes back with Rachel and four children. So now, and let's say I see that these are her children. Fine, let's kruchim acha. See, it's her children. Fine. But there's something which we are completely overlooking. Let's think of such a scenario. Let's say he went to Medina Sayyam with Rachel, who was Amyuchesa, Shebi Myuchesas, Aldi Mois. He gave her a get. Then she got married to someone else. He had four children. And that person gave her a get. Then he remarried her. Now, we're speaking about a Koyim. Speaking about Marza Gerushosai, which is also very, but let's say everything is possible. Now, we'll come back. So these Kinderlach, we're trying to be Mahadra to make sure that they're Meyachosim. Well, they're Rachel's children. We're going to prove that they're Rachel's children. So, and Rachel is a Meyachosim. So Mamela Shalom al Yisrael, let us not be so naive. That could all be true. Rachel was a Miyuchesed, and they're Rachel's children, but could be they're from a different husband. And could be they're different, we don't know Bachal the different husband was. So these Kinderlachshain could be very problematic. Knowing that these are Rachel's children is not enough. So that's, it says, Ein tzorich l'viray ala bonim shehein shaloi. That's a taitch ala bonim. L'oim rinan, I don't have to call him such a case. It's possible. Anything is possible. But Chazal were not matzrich to think up such a case and be chayish for it, and now to prove that it didn't occur. And so lo viray al abonim shem shaloi, the loyim rinon, I don't assume, I don't clear shalokhe isha ishacha b'mdinas hayom, that he gave her a get, she got married to someone else and he remarried her. Don't have to, I can assume already, I don't know if these, such incidents occurred, marzikin reyes abichti loy marzikinon, don't have to think up a whole new scenario. But, so that's in so lo viray al abonim that to his children. For loy al isha, Sheyu Boneho. Isha means, I don't think we're right, that this is the mother of the children. Because it's his children. Who says this is the mother of the children? The Kivin de Kruchin Achreo, since his children are Kruchin Achreo, so Memele, so that's that. So that's Pshat and Bereshe. So the Reisha is coming to tell us, you don't have to bring Araya on the Isha, that she's the mother of the children. Go on, Amdra Pshat. That's the way Rashi says, don't bring Araya, she's a Mircheses. I know she's a Mircheses, we're talking about that. So, you don't have to bring Araya that she's the mother of the children. You don't have to bring Araya that the Bonim are the children of the father, and not children of someone else. Period. Now let's go to the second bovet. Meisel. Now what is if this Rochel died? Maybe Raya alabonim, perish, shahabonim shaloi mineisha shemeisel. So now, if his wife died, so who knows bachlal, that these are her children. Avleini maybe Raya maybe Raya Labonim Perish Shahabonim Shaloi Minaisha Shemesa. That from the Isha Shemesa. Avalaini maybe Rai doesn't bring a Rai Shemini Isha Shahokimadin Shem the Dina Boshimiya Chesesh Sheikh Vabok Badaknua Alamaacher. Oh, Alamaacher She. Maybe Raya Shabonim Heme Ishtai Shemesa Bemdinis Ayom Ain Zorich Sula Viraya Shahisi Ishahisa Miuchesis, then Lokosh Lokahisha Heresham Bahilid Bemenu Elo Bonim, the Mistome Me Ishtai Shahitzi Mikan Heim. Achish Lashmanish Nosushamisha Heres, Viisha Shahitzi Mikan Kwaba Daknu, Kaidim Shahokalam Dinis Ayom. Now let us explain what Taisvis is saying. Rashi said that you bring a raya maybe raya alabonim shahoyu b'nei oisa isha. So Rashi learned pshat, you bring a raya that these are the children of the woman he went out with to Medina Sayyum. That's a Rashi learned pshat. Taisva says no. You don't have to bring a raya that these are the children he went out with. These are the children of the wife that died in Medina Sayyum. That these are the children. So Khan Shayalaben. These are taka the children of his wife that died in Medina Sayyum. But who says that the wife that died in Medina Sayyum was the Ishem Yuches that he took out? It could be he married another woman there, and these are the children of the wife. All the Edom know, Edom are going to come to us and tell us, they know this person had a wife in Medina Sayyum that died, and these are her children. That they know. More than that, they don't know. So there'd be a mockim to think about maybe the Ishim Yecheses he had married had not died, and these are not her children. These are the children of another wife. So Taisva said, let us continue the Mishnah. Zuk the Mishnah weiter. Isha nososi bimdina sayam. What happens, not the way, till now. He married an Isha bimdina sayam. Narei Hizu, this is my wife, I married. He went out without an Isha. I married this Isha. Ve'elo Bonel, and these are her children. Mei v'iraya al ha'isha, so he brings a raya. So remember, right now we have to find out who this Isha is. He married a Medina Sion, so we are not aware that there's a bedika of this Isha. So mei v'iraya al ha'isha, mein tzorech la v'iraya al ha'bonim, that these are her children, because the kochacha. Meisa ve'elo bonel, tzorech la v'iraya al ha'isha ba'al ha'bonim. But if the woman that he married a Medina Sion died, it's not to bring a raya who the Isha was and who the bonim was. Meisa ve'ilo bonel, Zukta Hashim. No, may v'ray la Isha, Shim Yuchesis, v'ini may v'ray ba'al bonim, Shrei Kuchin Acher. Meisa ve'ilo bonel, she'ein kan shumai choche, may v'ray la Isha, Shim Yuchesis, v'al bonim, shema'isi Isha hoi. Omar, Rabbe Barav Hune Vekulon Bekruchim Acher. We're speaking about that, what it says that the Yom to bring a Rai and the Bonim, and we assume that her children are speaking about Bekruchim Acher. So Trashi Vekulon Diktoni Masnisne Sochlo Havi Rai Ala Bonim Bekruchim Acher Nidvokin Etzla. They're attached to her, so we see that these are her children. Tano Rabbana, Isha no sasi b'diya sayam abaraisim. He comes and tells us he married a Isha b'mdina sayam. Mevi raya al ha'isha. So he brings a raya. So I don't know what kind of Isha she was. So you have to be mevara the yichas of the Isha. Ve'in etzorch lo viraya al abonim. And speaking about that he came here with the Isha, and the Bonim are Kruchim Acherimo. So you just have to remember who the Isha was, if she's a Meyuchesses. Then the Baraisa continues, Umevi Raya ala Gedolim, Vein Tzorech lo Viraya ala Ktanim. You bring a Raya on the Gedolim. So that means, on the Gedolim, there is no Raya of Koruch Acher. This is only a Raya by Ktanim. Vein tzorech lohavi Raya ala Ktanim, because I rely on this Birur of, I rely on this Birur of Koruch Acher by Ktanim and not by Gedolim. Zot Rashi, Ton Rabon, no sosi isho bimdine sayo, Ve'ivirai ala Isha, ve'in tzorech lo virai ala bonim, misayim v'ozo. Be'elu bonim omru, b'ktanim. Which bonim do you not have to bring a raya? B'ktanim. Aba v'loi b'gdoilim. By the gdoilim you do have to bring a raya. Now we said, ein me'ivirai ala bonim, speaking about the bonim ktanim. By the bonim gdoilim you do have to bring a raya. Zegt Rashi, die m'hevi raya ala gedoilem, she'ein kruchin acha ha'em, dena kruchim, ein mevi raya ala ktanim. So I just like to mention, this is a very shvera Rashi, the makna asks on Rashi, from the lashon of Rashi would seem, you don't have to bring a raya on the ktanim, if you brought a raya on the gedolim, if you were mavara that the gedolim are her children, then you don't have to be mavara that the ktanim are her children, because the ktanim are koruch acher. So the makna asks this kashya. So the makna wants to say as follows: the makna says that Pemis and he got married in Medina Sayom. And we're going to bring a raya that she's a miyuchasas. He says, but here there is something to think about. Let's not be so naive. Maybe he married this Isha in Medina Sayom, who was already married to someone else, and had four children from her. Now, why can you say that? And then that person died, and then he married her with four children. So what do you know? Then, then he's going to prove that these are, that she's a miyuchases, and the small kinderlech, you see that they're her children, the kohen, and the big kinderlech, you figure out that they're children. So what did you figure out? You didn't figure out anything. I have a problem. Maybe everything is true, and the kids are not miyuchasim. Maybe these are not his children. They're children from a previous marriage. That's what the Machna says. So he says, "Shenosu b'mdinis hayom shapik alamecha shoyse isha hoyu labonim ibalishin u'bechlam ashamu shetzoch lo viraya leisha per shetzoch nami lo viraya shahoyse ishtoy b'shashen nildu elu habonim akruchim achel." That she was his isha when these small children were born. Im kain. Im kain, shemei virai al bonim agdoilim, shehem bonov mei ishtay zois, that they're his children, shemein tzach lavirai laktanim shehem bonov, the kivim adu shayisi ishtay bishah shenod leil agdoilim, that's what Taisvah said, that we're not chayish for. But he says, but like this, you have to bring a raya that these children are from him and not from someone else. And if you were mavar this by the gedolim, so the gedolim were his, so then I assume the ketanim were also his, and I don't clear that in between there was a gerushin, and like Tosfos said, that you're not chayish for.